This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include traffic stop, stop sign, dog that bit a person in the Powell area.
Oh, that's tender.
That is. Case under investigation, disposition, see case. I had to go to a doctor. I had a rash in my Powell area, too. traffic stop.
It's just a little bit left of my Cody area.
Traffic stop at Blair's. Warning for passenger side headlight out. Yeah, this occurring at after they had already closed, so you don't get everyone looking at you. So.
Now I want to hear about somebody getting pulled over, like in produce.
Yeah, it's right next to the meat department.
Yeah.
Animal law, see south. Missing chihuahua found, returned owner. Animal stray, report of a stray shih tzu. Dog returned. So the little dogs are now taken off, Russ. The big dogs before, but now the little dogs have decided they're getting a skip out. So
I've had it.
You got owners now hanging around the house more. Mm-hmm. So it's like they used to be able to lay on that bed. They used to be able to sit on that couch while nobody was around.
Watch a little pay-per-view while you're out.
Yeah. Animal stray, East Washington, report of stray pit bulls. There's 100 of them. Completed.
I'll take the chihuahuas and the shih tzu.
Yeah. Property found, East Coulter. Chicago Cubs hat and black phone were found at the rest area. Message left for the owner to pick it up. Disposition. Dispatch handled. Those Cubs fans, Russ.
Well, maybe he's had enough. That's it. I'm no longer a Cubs fan.
Well.
And I hate this phone, too.
And just left it at the rest area.
You don't know.
I wonder what you have to do at the rest area to remove your hat. I don't know. traffic complaint. Received a complaint of a vehicle that nearly caused a multi-vehicle crash. Nearly caused it. 100 cars. Highway Patrol, Park County Sheriff notified. Powell officers were spotted, caught up with a vehicle in town, unable to observe any traffic violations. So I guess they didn't.
And nearly caused an act. Welcome to my daily commute.
Yeah. Intoxicated subject, South Hamilton. Received a report of a female that was at the caller's door acting strange. A strange female? The caller didn't know the female. Officers responded, and after an investigation, a 30-year-old out of Powell was arrested for public intoxication. It must have been late at night. 5:30 in the afternoon. There you go.
Beating on the door. Dave!
Yeah?
You there? Are you home?
Liquor law, other, East, for, uh-oh, it's compliance check time.
Uh-oh.
See, one on East First, a 48-year-old out of Cody issued a citation for selling alcohol to a minor. South Douglas, an officer conducting an alcohol compliance check, 50-year-old out of Powell issued a citation for selling alcohol to a minor. Let's see. It looks like that's the only two that popped in. So, let's see. It's about average. So, domestic, E6, received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, contacted both subjects. It had calmed down before the officer's arrival. It was only a verbal argument. They were advised of a potential for breach of peace if it happens again. Disposition completed. So, yeah, we get quite a few domestics pulled in during this time, Ross. People hanging around the house.
Thanks, so. Pandemic.
Thanks, China.
Yeah.
Disturbance, E6. Received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded after an investigation. A 39-year-old out of Evanston was arrested, transported to the Park County Detention Center for breach of peace. So he... He waived his right to remain silent. Animal stray, Shih Tzu again, found, owner located, warning to failure to obtain 2-dog license. And a citation for animal running at large, citation issued. The Shih Tzu likes to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Property found, South Bent, wallet found in the middle of the street. The owner located, it was claimed. A lot of times, you know, you driving along, you just chuck your wallet out. Who needs it?
I'm done with the capitalist system.
Other law violation on East 5th. Received a complaint of vehicles at a residence that have out-of-state plates that have been there for at least a month. An officer responded, advised that the vehicle was legally parked. Plates are current. Disposition. No action taken. But they're from out-of-state. Can't you at least taser them?
Try to shoo him back into Nebraska or something?
Yeah. Traffic complaint. Scott's Granite Park received a complaint of a vehicle that was speeding through the park. Officers responded, search. Vehicle gone on arrival. That's a problem with speeders.
They tend to speed off.
They tend to be gone on arrival. So, property loss, Powell area. Report of a loss, 14 yellow, yellow gold wedding ring. It flew off his hand.
As they tend to do.
Yeah. When he was talking to a younger girl, he blamed it on falling asleep and a squirrel yanking it off. That's what I would have done. So there you go.
I'd love to hear that explanation.
Yeah. It just came off. Well, I don't know. What happened? Let's see. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a fraud related on Kerper. RP says someone opened up an unemployment account in her name.
Ah!
Great. So I didn't figure that'd be sort of difficult to do, but you get the unemployment office. They've been busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me your name. Here's your check. Give me your name. Here's your check. Here you go. Stop calling. Okay.
A big stamp on their forehead.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, 29th Street. RP says the listed man at the above address, and she wants him arrested on active warrants.
Ah!
This position, unable to locate. When you think you're the queen,
well,
you're brought down to earth.
Was it some law enforcement agency that issued these warrants? Are these her personal warrants?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. So now she heard that he had warrants, and she wants him arrested. So, and I'm sure he's there. No, unable to locate. So, animal call. Park County Animal Shelter, RP needs help wrangling a dog. Heading down the highway, disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Who's got the dog treats?
Yeah.
That's how you get them to come. So, let's see. Fraud related, UPS store. RP, customer made several trips to UPS sending out money. So, yeah, it's when the Nigerian prince needs that money right away, sometimes the people working the business will say, well, this person is really stupid,
yeah.
So maybe the police can get involved. So,
well, and when you respond to these things, too, you're setting off a little alarm there with the scammers, too, and say, oh, this person is scammable.
Yeah, let's get in line.
And, yeah, then they're gonna really pile on.
Yeah. Theft on G Avenue. RP states his lock is gone from a storage unit. Looks like many other units are missing locks and is missing things from the unit. Disposition. C case. So that's where when you want to store something at a storage unit, maybe look for one that maybe has a camera set up. You know, you can find those. They're out and about. So.
Avoid the business named Store and Steal.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that one. Assist other agency, East Carter Avenue. Male subject has been threatening a female in Warland. He's been yelling. So, I got to catch you in Warland.
That guy's got a set of pipes.
He
does. Can't believe.
Yeah. So every woman in Warland now being threatened. Disturbance at Walmart. RP states there are some aggressive panhandlers that have been asked to leave, disposition unable to locate. So I guess they left. So it's hard to panhandle during a pandemic. when social distancing was required. Yeah, I'd give you money, but I don't want to go near you. Sorry.
Hey, buddy, throw me your spare change. And just pelt him with it.
Harassment, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP states someone is harassing her via the phone and her family. This position, assistance given. So, phone and family, Russ.
They loaded up my little brother and pointed him at me.
Yeah. Parking problem. RP says there has been a trailer parked out in front of his house. If there is a city ordinance against it, I guess not.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Like I said, like the one before, if you got a license, I mean, if you got a license, update a license on your on your vehicle, you can use the city street. So
weird.
Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance. RP says a man beating on his door. RP wants the subject arrested for assault.
On his door?
Unable to assist. So, attempt to locate Mentauk Park. RP says she hadn't seen her 10-year-old since 3 o'clock. He was last seen going to Mentauk, wearing a red Nike shirt, black shorts, blonde hair. Disposition, return to owner. Do you own this child? I do. Traffic complaint, 21st Street. RP says kids are riding dirt bikes in the area, blowing through the stop signs. Hopefully they're wearing masks if they're blowing through. Property loss, traffic harassment, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP says their son's ex-girlfriend has been harassing her. She would like to speak to an officer, so... Disposition, assistance given. She never liked her anyway.
And if I can't harass you, I'm going after your mom.
Disturbance, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP says there's loud arguing coming from the apartment as opposed to quiet argument.
And this guy can't decide if he wants to weigh in on the pros or cons.
So it's very quiet argument.
Yeah.
So is what's going on. So... Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Adult Center, where Tim injured his Powell area just the other day. He was injured. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.